Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion. That'll determine what the future will bring, and I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Now, we're going to be talking again about dental fillings. Our guest now is Christy DeMond, and of course Christy actually has put a website up there. It's called uninformedconsent.org, and Christy was a victim of mercury filling intoxication. Christy, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself, how you learned about mercury fillings, what sort of problems you were having, and of course how you've dealt with that?
Well, it's Christy Diamond and uninformedconsent.com. I want to be sure we got that out there, or they won't be able to get on that site. I was sick, is what happened. Is that I'm just a consumer like most people, and I started beating the bushes because traditional medicine wasn't getting me well.
All right, now how were you sick? What sort of symptoms did you have?
Well, in my case, I had chronic fatigue. I had short-term memory loss. I had fibromyalgia. I had a multitude of reproductive problems. And that pretty much did this gamut of my lifetime. But of course, at the time, I wasn't aware, and I was treated, mostly traditionally. But what I found helped me mostly was using natural type of remedies, and that kept me upright for a while until I started getting. I read everything. I read everything I could get my hands on, and it became pretty clear to me that I was being poisoned by something. And one day I picked up a book called It's All in Your Head by Hal Huggins, and the bells and whistles went off. And I realized that, geez, this could be the problem. So I thought as a preventative medicine that I would go to a dentist who practiced this removal process, and this was in the 80s. And have them removed and have composite put in. And I did, and I did this, and lo and behold, I got sicker. And I now know that I got sicker because there weren't enough safety precautions in place. And part of it was that the dentists just didn't know. They weren't being informed by their trade organization and that sort of thing. And then I spent the next 10 years trying to figure out, well, I had all these out. Well, I didn't really. He left a lot of it in. And then I had to have it done again about 3 or 4 years ago. And that's when I really started regaining some of my health.
Well, now, of course, was it simply some of the mercury then was left in, in the fillings? They just sort of pasted over the top of it?
Yeah, actually, they put, in two of my teeth cases, they put in a nickel-based cap with porcelain. And the nickel was highly reactive. It's a known carcinogen. And it reacted with the mercury base that they left underneath the cap. And the dentist, I remember him making a comment that, oh, well, you know, it'll be covered up so you won't be exposed to the mercury. I remember him saying that. But now I understand that, 80% of that amalgam filling is interacting with a live tooth, with a dentin and the nerve, which travels right down into your jawbone, into your nerve, and throughout the rest of your body. It has a little highway there that it can move into any tissue in your body. And, of course, it's right next to your brain. And, of course, when you have more than one metal, which an amalgam is just by itself, it's, a combination of, could be, maybe 15 different metals along with the mercury, and you have a saline solution like your saliva, you have an electricity that takes place, which precipitates the mercury vapor even more. And they call it I think Dr. Haley would call it maybe galvanizing. I'm not a chemist. I'm sure he would correct me, but or a battery effect. And so it does, the vapor comes off even more when you have more of these metals. And in my case, I had such electricity that when I was going through the second removal process, I actually had burn cankers on my tongue right next to these caps that immediately went away as soon as the caps were removed.
All right. Now, of course, you actually took the pictures of the tooth venting the mercury filters, fumes, and that is what is on your website. How did you get that picture?
Well, there's a retired dentist up here. He is a kind of a rock hound. His name is Roger Eichmann, and he carries that tooth that's in that video around with him, you know, all contained. And he does demonstrations. So I asked him if I could come up there with my video camera and take pictures of it. And so we wore some protective, you know, masks, and we went into a small little room with a lot of ventilation, and we turned the lights out because you use a UV light. And he has a little phosphorescent screen that he puts behind it, and we started at room temperature, and we slowly warmed it up to about 105 degrees. And that's what you see there on the website, and that's what Dr. Haley has with him.
And you're actually seeing the venting of the mercury vapors there. And it's really very impressive. I've seen the pictures, and it's really rather shocking to think of that actually going on in our mouths.
Yeah, it looks just like cigarette smoke trail, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Yeah, and actually, it's interesting that my 84-year-old mother happened to be sitting at the table one morning, and the light was coming through the glass. It must have been just right. She actually saw it for a moment coming out of her mouth after she'd been drinking a hot liquid, and she thought she was hallucinating, except that someone else was there and saw it, and they both thought they were hallucinating, but they didn't want to believe that it could be that egregious. And I said, well, yes, it is. And she had to come with me to go videotape that smoking tooth. It was kind of a humorous in a way, but she believed as soon as she saw it for herself.
Well, now, of course, what you found and through your reading and talking to experts on this is that these amalgam fillings that have up to 50% mercury, you know, really do, of course, give off mercury, which is toxic to the human body. And, of course, the trouble is that most dentists have no idea what's going on.
Well, you know, I think we have, mercury in itself, for example, you know, these many of these dentists, I can't think of an exception, really. They're exposed terribly when they go through dental school. And mercury is a powerful neurotoxin and, you know, has a tendency to, cause people not to think as clearly as they might normally. And I think that's part of it. The trade organization continues to hammer them and tell them that it's safe, and they want to believe it. And after all, they're busy business people keeping up their practice, and they don't realize that they're toxic. And they don't have to, you know, they're busy, you know, doing their business and keeping their bills paid, and they don't really have time to follow up on what their trade organization is saying. And the trade organizations are, with the ADA, is wanting to lead them to believe that people, like Dr. Haley said, and I'm sure they would love to try to make me into some kind of a, you know, fanatic who's trying to sensationalize something here. But, this is an incredibly bad problem.
Well, I think, many years ago, people who made hats used mercury, I guess, on the cloth, you know, to make it stiff. And, of course, these people who worked, they were hatters. They became mad, and you've heard that phrase, mad as a hatter. Well,
that's right.
It was because these people went crazy because of the mercury poisoning. And yet, of course, we're going to put mercury into our mouths and think it can actually vent off the tooth and think we're not going to get any problems with it. We're probably not getting the dose that the hatters got. But, of course, any dose is intolerable. And since there seems to be a very definite relationship between the mercury and the amount of mercury in the body and in the brain and Alzheimer's disease, and, of course, our children are certainly just skyrocketing autism up 600% in the last 20 years. This just didn't happen by accident. And everybody says, oh, shucks, well, we know it's not related to the vaccines, We can guarantee you that. We just don't know what it's coming from. And of course, they have no justification at all for making the statements they are. But of course, if the American people really understood that so many of the vaccines, I'm not against vaccines at all, but when they put them out without adequate trial, without adequate analysis, time after time after time after time after time, why, pretty soon you're going to get to the point where you're going to say, I don't trust them, and I'm not going to take a vaccine unless it is proven with time not to be harmful, and I'm sure not going to let them experiment on my children, which is exactly what they've been doing for many years.
They have been, and I'll tell you a little story that I have two daughters, one's 21 and one's 24, and about 3 years ago, I had myself tested with what they call a DMPS push, where they inject, it's a chelating agent, and then they collect the urine for 24 hours, and they tested for about 15 different heavy metals. And in my test, I had approximately 9, and mercury was off the page, and nickel was quite high, too, because of those caps. And so I decided I was going to have my my girls tested, and their test came back almost a carbon copy of mine. Now, this was really, really alarming, since they have no dental work, and they've never had any dental work. And I'm happy that they're excreting the metals, because otherwise they would be in some trouble, according to what I've read. But the fact is that it's statistically really unlikely that they could have gotten that same 9 set of metals, which are all common to amalgam fillings, by the way, any other way but in uteri with me, which means that they had it from my body.
And, of course, this is the thing, and this is really what actually the last hour we had, of course, Professor Haley on, and he was saying that certainly in this tragic situation that occurred over in Japan, when the mothers were carrying their children, and they were eating, of course, all these fish or bottom feeders, whatever it was, that were so heavily contaminated with mercury, why, the fact that the women were pregnant meant that the mercury was not bothering them. It was all transferred to their children, who were born with all sorts of birth and mind defects. And so that's really a rather frightening thing to contemplate, is that actually the child in utero acts as a cleansing agent for mother.
That's
but
right.
What about the child? That's the thing. And I'm sure this is the thought that had crossed your mind as well.
Well, I was so compelled by all of this that I decided I was going to make a little 10-minute educational video that I could get this idea across to our lawmakers. And I was going to, go save humanity. And my video sort of took over my life, and it now has become almost an hour documentary. And we do have Minamotic covered in that. There's also a little section on, I'm sure many of your listeners don't know this, but in Washington State, for example, the Department of Ecology determined that mercury from dental amalgams from dental offices was amongst the top 3 polluters in the nation in our waterways. And that includes fluorescent light recycling and coal burning. And this never gets mentioned. They mention the other two, but they don't mention dental. But it's right there on their website, mercurymess.gov. And so what happens is this mercury from the dental offices, and they also mention mercury from human excrements and from cremations, by the way, it goes into our biosolids. And our utilities, for a number of decades, have been taking our biosolids, and they have been reconditioning them as fertilizer. And no one ever thought that there could possibly be enough mercury and heavy metals in those biosolids that they'd have to address it, that it was just a trace amount. Well, it turns out that there's an astronomical, colossal amount, and they've been spreading it all over our farmlands. And I did a little calculation in our documentary and animated it. It turns out, with like a sixth grade math problem, that in 7 months and 10 days, they will have completely contaminate 1/3 of the state of Washington, which of course they've done many times. And no one meant to do it. I'm sure they didn't mean to do it, but it was because it was represented that it was a minute amount. Now in King County up here, they have required traps. And it will trap the big chunks, But as Dr. Haley said last hour, you know, it still deposits in the water and it'll get right through the filters.
And I really think that this is really what's so significant. I've read some articles recently where dentists are being told that when they take the mercury out of the filling, take the mercury fillings out, they have to be very, very careful with that, and they can't put that in the regular trash. It has to go to special sites, you know, where it can be specially taken care of.
That's right.
But so if it's that dangerous, you know, that the dentist has to go to all these, you know, excesses or these means of taking care of it when they're taking it out of the mouth, what about when it's in the mouth? I mean, that is a question nobody wants to ask.
Well, everybody's been asking that. It's just chemically absurd to represent that it's safe. How can it be safe? I mean, the same amount of mercury that's in that filling is about the same amount that's in a broken thermometer, and you're supposed to have the hazmat team come up and clean up that. You're not supposed to use a vacuum cleaner, or you'll contaminate the entire house.
I think that's so interesting that here in California they've now totally outlawed mercury thermometers, and you're just not supposed to have mercury thermometers. They're supposed to all be eliminated. And of course, when I first heard that, I thought it was absurd. As I began to learn more and more about that, I thought, hey, maybe once in a while they're really doing something that's right. They sort of stumble into that. But of course, they're so concerned about the amount of mercury in a mercury thermometer. Why aren't they concerned about the mercury in your mouth? Now, I got the video you sent me, uninformed consent. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. But, of course, that is available on your website. And can people actually get copies of the video from you?
Oh, yes, yes. They just they go onto the website and request it there. And there's a little button there. And uninformedconsent.com. And they can also find other interesting information there as well. We are starting to post press releases, and we're starting to evolve into a media service of sorts. And I was listening to you last hour, and you were talking about how the press has been not addressing this issue. And I had an experience when I went back to the November hearing. And you know, here I am. I'm a new journalist, but a journalist nonetheless. And I went to get a press pass through the proper channels in Washington D.C. to go to a public hearing for the Committee for Government Reform. And you're supposed to go to a place called the Press Gallery. And I went through the proper channels there, and I was told that no, I wasn't going to get a press pass. And if I showed up in there with a video camera, it would be confiscated. And I said, what? Now, wait a minute, isn't that a violation of my First Amendment right? I mean, a true violation is when your government denies you free speech or the freedom of the press. But they said, well, this comes directly from the administration. I said, you mean the administration like our president, the administration? And they said, yes. So I was not allowed, and they said, well, you can get permission from the committee, which I did easily, Dan Burton office and Diane Watson, gave, but I also had to get permission from the head of the minority party, and without even talking to me, hands down, I couldn't get it. So I was not allowed to videotape.
But you were allowed in the meeting.
I was allowed in the meeting, and there was not any press there that was visible.
Now, what about
except for the
C-SPAN there taking
C-SPAN was, nope, they were not there. This was in November. They were not there, and the only one there that I knew of that was a journalist was the ADA journalist, who incidentally posted an article on the ADA site the day before and talked about their representative and didn't mention any of the other seven people who testified.
Now, the ADA, for our listeners, is the American Dental Association.
That's right.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Christy Diamond, and of course she's on the front lines of this battle, right along with Dr. Haley and a few others, we're just trying to get the information out on what this is all about and how we are systematically poisoning our people. We've got Terry calling from Spokane. Hi, Terry. Are you listening to us on the Internet?
No, I called in just the last minute before your first program was over, Okay. Well, you told me there was going to be somebody else talking about
Yes, we have Christy Diamond, who, are you, you're in Oregon, aren't you, Christy?
No, actually, I'm in the Seattle area.
You're in the Seattle area. Okay, well, Christy is up there in the Seattle area, and she's certainly working with Dr. Halley and the others trying to get the information out. So, you can hear our second hour on the Internet, but if you don't have it, anyway, it's good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. My wife is a victim of mercury toxic poisoning, and I took her to Seattle to a dentist there, and he did a wonderful job of removing those fillings, and he was very careful about putting the correct composite in her mouth that was biocompatible with her body. And I'm presently taking her to Portland, Oregon, to a clinic down there, and they're removing the mercury through chelation therapy and through what is known as colonic hydrotherapy, and they're getting that mercury out of her body. She is improving. She was diagnosed with Alzheimer's dementia, and it's just wonderful.
Well, I'm so glad, and you know, there are things that can be done. Is she getting her memory back, her ability to think and function?
Just beginning to. Yeah, she's becoming more aware of the world around her. Her speech is getting better. It's the dentist, when we left his office, said, Terry, he says, this is going to take a long time. He says, I've seen this before, but he says, don't give up. He says, just get her to a good place where they can get that mercury out of her, and he says there's a good chance. They're quite encouraged down there because she is improving.
All right, well, I'm so glad that you got that information for me. And if you'd like to drop me the name of that clinic in Oregon, where they're doing the chelation, I'd appreciate it, and we can perhaps get that to some other people. Could you just mail that to me at Post Office Box 13 in Santa Cruz, 95063?
Sure, I'd be glad to.
I'd really appreciate it. Terry, anything else you wanted to say?
Well, I just wanted to say I got a couple of books here that the doctor in Seattle gave me. I was interested, and he says, go ahead and take them. One is called Your Toxic Teeth by Murray J. Vimy. He's a professor of dental medicine up in Calgary, Alberta.
Now, what's his name again?
Murray J. Vimy, Vimy.
All right.
And another one is called Dentistry Without Mercury by Sam and Michael Ziff. And it's from a group in Florida. And I read these while my wife was going through this treatment, and it's quite informative.
All right, fine. Well, God bless you. Thanks so much, Terry.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to Diane, calling from Aptos. Hi, Diana. How are you doing?
Dan. Well, I have a mouthful of mercury fillings, and I'm wondering where I could get them out here in Santa Cruz. Is there anybody here?
Yes, there is. And in fact, my dentist, I had no idea there were any problems in the world until I got him started looking into fluoride, and from fluoride, which I interested him in, then he got into mercury, and it's just transformed his whole life. But he's been to these meetings, and he certainly is in a position to do that. Now, I don't want to put his name out over the air.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what, I'll put you on hold. We'll take your telephone number, and I'll call you after the program, and I'll tell you what his name is.
Fabulous.
In fact, I hope I'll be able to get him up here as a guest on one of our programs
okay.
in the distant future.
Okay, wonderful, because I've been feeling sick for a long time, and I've been suspecting that's what it is. And when I ask the doctor, they always say, oh, no, it couldn't be that.
Well, of course, the thing is, you want to make sure you go to your doctor, get completely worked up, and then...
I've done that. I mean, they're just in denial.
Sure. Well, of course. But listen, I've been a doctor. I know.
Yep.
In fact, when my dentist wife came to me many years ago after a mild automobile accident, and suddenly she aches all over, and, you know, there's no way you can ache all over simply because you got hit rear-ended. And, of course, at the time, I'll have to admit, I thought, well, it's just another one of those cases. Looking back on it, of course, I realized her symptoms were very real. Fortunately, she is getting better now. Anyway, Diana, you go ahead, and we'll put you on hold.
Okay.
Maybe Sutton will get your number, and I'll tell you when I get off, okay?
Okay, thank you very
Bye-bye.
Much.
Good night. Bye-bye. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And, of course, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number, 1-888-242-4-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. We'd love to hear from you if you have a question, if you agree or disagree. But this is such an important subject because the incidence of Alzheimer's is just literally exploding. We find President Reagan a victim of Alzheimer's disease, really totally incapacitated today by this. Apparently Charlton Heston is getting this. So many people are, and it's not simply because people are growing older. I believe there is a toxic element to it. And those of you who did not hear our first hour's interview with Dr. Haley, then I'm probably going to put a four-tape set together because I've interviewed him a number of times, and I learned so much each time. But what they did, of course, they started out simply studying Alzheimer's disease, and they found, of course, there was an excess mercury there, and there were certain specific changes that were produced by the mercury. And then, of course, he had no idea where the mercury was coming from until he went to a meeting with a group of dentists who introduced him to this idea that it was the mercury in the fillings that were responsible. And he didn't believe them. He honestly thought that they were all crazy, and eventually they were able to give him the scientific data, and of course he had to convince himself it was really true, and now he's become really one of the great giants in this battle trying to get the truth out. And I know you know Dr. Haley quite well, don't you, Christy?
Yes, I do. We've become friends, and I met him through, we're fighting the same battle. And he says we fight this American Dental Association says there's no proof. Well, you know, it's sort of disingenuous because they have no vehicles in place to know whether there's any proof. You know, it's real easy to say there's no proof when there's nothing there to track it. You know, I mean, anybody who does statistics would understand this concept. And certainly the American Dental Association understands it as well. I think that it's just such a frightening thing that they don't know what to do.
Well, I think people have to understand that the American Dental Association was founded on this concept of mercury fillings, because prior to that, if you were in the original Dental Association, you had this promise that you would never use mercury fillings.
Right.
And so along comes these people pushing dental fillings. They form their own organization. It's called the American Dental Association. And it's built around using mercury fillings, which prior to that time, 150 years ago, everybody knew they were toxic.
Well, and also you had a generation of dentists who practiced with gold, who just kind of, you know, the generations sort of turn over, you know, they get old and they die, and the new generation came out and it's cheaper and they could go fill teeth and the common man could afford it. They couldn't afford putting gold in, mostly. And so, the money once again sort of won out. And no one ever, we didn't have the kind of communications that we have now, so the information just didn't get out to the people.
And most people died fairly young, so they
didn't
have it long enough to be getting the Alzheimer's disease. But, you know, now we're, of course, seeing Alzheimer's and so many other degenerative neurological diseases, at much younger ages. And I'm sure there are many factors, but I think that this is a very, very important one, and one that needs to be really thoroughly exposed. Well, we're going to have to take a break here. When we get back, of course, we'll welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, of course, our guest this evening is Christy Diamond. Her website is uninformedconsent.com. That's uninformedconsent.com. That's right, isn't it, Christy?
That's right.
Okay, fine. And so we're going to be back here in just a moment. And, of course, we've got Dana calling from Ohio, and we've got an awful lot of people out across America listening to the program who are obviously concerned with good reason. So we'll be back here in just a moment to get the last half hour this evening. Thank you. well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, our guest this evening is Christy Diamond. And right now we've got from Ohio, is that Dana?
Dana.
Hi, Dana. How are you?
Alrighty. Doing great.
Okay, fine. You listen to us on the Internet?
Yeah, I'm listening to you right now.
Okay, fine. Well, go ahead. Did you have a question or comment?
How often are, have you heard of people using right frequency devices for detoxification?
Now, what frequency devices?
Right.
Right frequency? I'm really not acquainted with that use of that for detoxification. I know that it has been used for many diseases in the past and have seen the work. And, of course, he fell victim to, I think, a witch hunt. And, of course, he was really humiliated and driven out of medicine. I do not know anything about that being used for toxicity. I know it's been used for many other things and many times very successfully. Christy, do you know anything at all about the use of the Rife machine to detoxify people from mercury?
You know, I just recently have been getting a number of emails from people who have been using it, and they're raving about it. I haven't tried it myself, so you know, I can't tell you much about it. I do see a lot of frequency type of medicine. And from what I've seen, and that's anecdotally, it works quite well if it's applied properly. And it sounded like Dr. Reef had something going there. And commonly, when people did have something good going, that would help people get well, especially during, you know, the past century, they were often humiliated like that. And then the information would get out that they were, you know, wacko, and they wouldn't their research wouldn't go forward.
Now, Dana, do you know anything at all about it?
I've been using it for the last 2 years.
Well, tell me, what's your take on it?
Well, I've got 15 amalgam fillings.
Right. Have you got the fillings out?
No, I haven't gotten them out. I haven't been able to. And I'm planning on it in the future, but it's kept me alive.
All right.
So... Basically, I have one device that has a set of frequencies specifically for detoxification, and I just notice whenever I use it, I feel a lot better.
Okay, I can't really comment on it, but I appreciate so much your calling, and to get those fillings out, I think, you know, if you can possibly afford it, I think that, you know, it's well worthwhile doing. Anyway, God bless. Thanks so much for calling. Anything else you wanted to say?
If anybody wants to know about Dr. Rife and...
Royal Rife, right?
Royal Rife.
Right.
Just do a search in quotations on any good search engine on the Internet, and you'll find.
I'd go to Google, and they have fascinating, fascinating material. And, of course, it's you know, there's so many things out there that are very discouraging when you realize that there were treatments for cancer. There were treatments, many treatments for cancer have been actively suppressed in America.
70, 80 years ago.
Who would do anything that evil? Well, you need to get our new 4-tape set and our transcript on the New Order of the Barbarians. Where, of course, the former director of Planned Parenthood gave a talk back in 1969 talking about how there were treatments for cancer and they were being actively suppressed because there were too many people in the world. They're going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. And you say, how could anybody say anything like that? Well, of course, you have to understand there really are people who have a different world vision than you and I. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Dana.
Dana? Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to Anna calling from Aptos.
Hi.
Right.
Hi. I had a couple of questions.
All right.
I've been listening to your show for a while, and I appreciate all the information that you give everyone. I recently had my dentist remove my mercury fillings and replace them with amalgam fillings.
Right.
I only had
amalgam.
I mean, I'm sorry. Composite.
All right. Fine.
And I only had three, but I was wondering if there's a specific way that they need to remove them so that you don't, you know, I guess swallow the mercury or get it ingested through your body when they're removing them, because I think you just used a drill to basically remove them.
Well, seeing is that, Christy, do you have a comment on that, Tom?
Yeah, I do. They should put a rubber dam in place. They should protect you as much as they can to minimize exposure. Because it's a vapor, you can't completely eradicate it, but they should have a negative ion generator there. They should have a charcoal filter. They should have you breathing. There's some disagreement about this, but they should have you breathing some other air besides what's coming off that drill. And, of course, they should have cool water going on that drill at all times and sucking it up. as fast as they drill it out. There's a whole technique to this, and there are numbers of protocols that are being developed. In fact, I just went to our local Board of Health here in King County in Washington State and presented that we should have a revision clinic within a medical facility so that these people can be monitored by medical people with blood work all at the same time. This would facilitate a health care insurance, not just dental insurance, because this is a medical problem. And, clearly these people are metal toxic, and it would fall underneath any kind of metal poisoning like lead poisoning or arsenic poisoning, which should be covered on most medical insurance policies. So there's an income flow there for any kind of medical facility that would put a dental facility that had the correct training for the staff, the correct protection in place. I mean, everybody should be wearing some kind of protective clothing. And of course, the dentist is getting a huge exposure just through his hands. Even if he's covered with a latex glove, it is not protecting him.
Of course, he gets in the air, you know. Basically, there was a story recently, Anna, about some woman who broke a thermometer in the living room. So she just got out of her vacuum cleaner and, of course, was sucking it up. And apparently there was enough vapor produced that everybody in the house got the mercury toxicity. Now, if you could do that simply vacuuming up the mercury from a thermometer, think what you'd do taking out the mercury from the mouth. Now, I'm a physician, and of course, I don't know anything at all about the protocols, but there are protocols. There are groups, of course, that work with that, and that was that website that we gave earlier about this international organization that deals with that, the IAOMT.org. And then, of course, you probably, when you had them out, you probably should have taken large doses of glutathione and antioxidants and all of these things. But, you know, a lot of dentists are just learning about this, too.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
You're lucky to have a dentist who would actually take it out for you. Hopefully, as time goes by, these protocols will be developed and it'll become increasingly safer for people. Because, believe me, the dentist gets a tremendous dose of this, just as you would.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's going to get it frequently if he's working with mercury all the time.
Yeah. And that leads me to my second question is by myself, is there any diet or certain supplements that I can take that can help me if I do have any mercury in my system to get rid of it or, you know?
Well, I've had great luck with vitamin C and of course, glutathione and MSM. And don't ask me to say the long word, but all of these sort of things bind with it, and garlic is helpful. But I'm not one of those people who I tried the DMPF chelating, and I think it's far too aggressive. And I was very aggressive myself at first, and I felt it was just a little bit too harsh. But it took me a year to figure it out. I think I probably made every mistake that you could possibly make.
I think, Anna, this book we carry that talks about health secrets that can save your life, health and nutrition secrets that can save your life, it talks a lot about getting mercury out of your system. It's got a section in there on that. So I think you might find some things in that book if you don't already have it. Okay, anything else you'd like to ask?
Oh, no, that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.
Okay,
all right, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And it's really very interesting. You know, here where we live in Santa Cruz, there are a lot of people who are into the alternative health and certainly vegetarians. And, you know, I used to sort of sticker at them a little bit. I really don't have much anymore because they are on top of so much of this information that we should all be on top of. Now, sometimes they can get a little carried away, but a lot of things that they're talking about are absolutely right. And they were on the front lines of the battle to block the fluoridation of our water. And so here we find, myself, who might be considered a conservative, working with the liberals, trying to block the water fluoridation here in Santa Cruz and then, of course, over in Watsonville. And in both areas, we were able to block it despite the aggressive tactics of the local medical association and the local dental association. And yet, of course, what they were doing was actually promoting policies that were harmful to the health of the people, and not because the average dentist or doctor would want to do anything to harm their patients, but because their organizations have a different agenda. And when you understand that, then, of course, you can understand why they're covering up not only the matter of fluoride, but the NutraSweet, and, of course, mercury, and so many of the toxins that really are having a profound impact on the people of our country. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Our guest is Christy Diamond. Her website, uninformedconsent.com. And, of course, you'd like to find out about her video, you can find out about it there. And Christy, is there any sort of group up there in your area in Seattle that you're working with, or you're pretty much on your own?
No, there's actually hundreds of people up here who are working on eradicating mercury. A lot of good people. Fortunately, I'm not alone, although, you know, I come up with my, you know, ideas to go to the Board of Health and that sort of thing. I kind of did that on my own. But, you know, sometimes it's just better to just forge ahead with your ideas and see if they stick. And indeed, when I did go to the Board of Health, I did get a fairly good reception. And I brought one of those Jerome Mercury vapor analyzers with me, a sniffer. Dr. Haley was talking about that. And I actually measured the mercury vapor coming off a couple of members' teeth while I was there. It was after the meeting. And that really got their attention, because that takes a 10-second sample of air, which is actually diluted, because you know, it the amount of volume of air that's in your mouth is only takes about 3 seconds, and so whatever it reads is diluted by, you know, another 7 seconds or so, and by room air, and so we're getting mercury vapor readings off of people's teeth, and you take that and you multiply that by 6, and you get a minute, you multiply it by 60, and you get an hour, and you multiply that, and so on and so forth. And I put it on a little spreadsheet on Excel, and lo and behold, in about a week, most of those people had exceeded OSHA's limits by about 10,000 times because they had mercury amalgams in their mouth.
Now, do you have any dentists up there that are helping you? We've got somebody on line 2. Maybe we can get we've got that picked up now. Do you have any dentists up there that are helping you?
Well, I've had quite a bit of support from the mercury-free dentists here in the area. There, I actually know a lot of wonderful dentists. And, you know, to me, after what I've learned about this issue, they really have put their lives on the line to help these people who come in to want to have the mercury taken out. And they do the best they can. Of course, there's protocols being developed all the time. And you know, we've just got to get some, you know, reputable protocol in place that works better and consistently. And we've got some that work pretty well. And the fellow that called earlier in the show, he was working it. And basically, it's real simple. You get rid of the poison, and you do it carefully. And it's the cause and effect. And then you very gently work on supporting your body and helping it get rid of the toxins. And, you know, often it's not just mercury, but it's always the leader. And I was really, you know, the big question, and the $64 million question to me is, you know, we've got a big panic over fish, and I've been attending these mercury strategic meetings at our Washington State Department of Ecology, and they say that every waterway in the state is massively polluted beyond acceptable limits. And, well, where did the mercury come from? You know, how did the fish get it? Yeah, and you know, we've got answers if people just get outside the box.
Well, let's hope we can help them. Let's go to Eric calling from Compton. Hi, Eric. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine, Doc. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I just called to thank Ms. Diamond and you for continuing to get this kind of information out to people. And it's just kind of funny when you have programs about how they've just stealing and have stolen our country from us. You get a call or two, and then you talk about something that touches people's lives personally, and everybody's calling. It's just kind of funny. But it helps me, though, because I get so frustrated when I talk to people about, hey, I'm always you got to get RadioLiberty.com. You got to listen to Dr. Stan. And it just gets so frustrating because nobody seems to care. And I just want to thank you and thank Ms. Diamond. Continue to get the information out to these people. And maybe there's some hope, Dr. Stan. I don't know.
Remember, John Quincy Adams said, duty is ours, the results of the Lord. So you keep telling them, and that's their responsibility. If God wants them to listen, they'll listen. But you need to keep telling them, okay?
Oh, count on it.
God bless.
One quick question, Dr. Stan. Are you going to have a program about the judge in Alabama, what's going on down there?
Oh, sure. We've got to get Judge Roy Moore on. Because this is really a dividing issue. This is almost like a watershed issue. If the American people aren't concerned, you know, about the implications of the Supreme Court basically taking God out of our society, and this really is a very, very important issue. What we need to do is try to mobilize the Christians, if we still can. They may be beyond hope, but people have to understand that our country was founded under God. Our freedoms come from God, and as William Penn had said so well, those will not be ruled by God, will be ruled by tyrants. And that's why those who would be tyrants want to take God out of our classrooms, take God out of and the Ten Commandments from being displayed any place, because of course, in the case of Stone versus Bruner back in 1980, the Supreme Court said, you know, the Ten Commandments wouldn't do any good unless the children read them, and if they read them, they might meditate on them. If they meditated upon them, they might obey them. And if they were to obey them, that would be a violation of the wall of separation between church and state. You mean to tell me if they were to obey the Ten Commandments that say, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness? That, of course, is against what America stands for. And I'd like to say that if the Christians don't understand the implications of what has just happened, then there's no hope for America. We will be putting lots of programs on. Don't you worry, Eric.
It may be a defining moment in this country's history.
And you're absolutely right.
People need to understand that the federal judge had no right to do what he did.
You're absolutely right.
Ms. Diamond, thanks again. Didn't mean to get off the subject, but...
God bless you.
Oh, no.
Bye-bye.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, again, I telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I know how deeply people feel about all sorts of other issues, but for the rest of the evening, let's just sort of stick to this issue, because this is an important issue, too. Why is it important? Well, because it is simply one more issue that people are not hearing about. And if we can make them understand that they've been lied to and deceived on something that can affect their health, maybe they'll begin to think, and they begin to think, they'll begin to understand the implications of everything else, and specifically the issue that Eric was talking about, and how America is being intentionally changed and the foundation of our freedom eroded and destroyed. Well, certainly we can have time for another couple of calls, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, if you agree, if you disagree, if you're concerned about the fact that they've been poisoning the American people for such a very, very, very long time. And I'm going to, of course, have them screen Joan over here. Joan from Aptos is calling. Hi, Joan. How are you doing?
Great. I have a question. The longer these fillings are in, does the mercury decrease and have less of a toxic effect on your body? So if you've had them for 40 years or more?
Well, you have a bioaccumulative effect where your body is busy trying to slough it off, and depending on your state of health, how good it is at doing that, but the amount of mercury that deposits in your tissues way outweighs what you're excreting, and that's why it bioaccumulates. And so if you're 40 years old, and I'm 51, and I don't know if you heard the first part of the show, but I went over the top, and if I had been younger, I might have been able to withstand the accumulation, but it was in my early 40s that I was operating fairly normally, I guess, and then I completely lost it.
Now, of course, the question, though, was, you know, you've had these mercury fillings in your mouth, and they've been giving off mercury for 40 years. Are they still going to be giving off the same amount of mercury? Aren't they eventually going to give off all the mercury so that there won't be a danger anymore? Or is it a constant giving off as long as they're there?
Well, that's right. You know, the mercury vapor tooth that we took the video of?
That's 50 years old.
Okay, you want to go up to her website then, and of course it's uninformedconsent.org, and look at that video of what .com. Look at that video of the emissions from a 50-year-old tooth.
It comes right off very very fast,
right.
Very quickly.
Right.
I believe it's got. I heard in, or read somewhere that the half life of mercury was something like 42.3 years or something like that. So I pretty much did a mental calculation and figured I would be dealing with detoxification for the rest of my life.
Right. And the older you get, why the mercury we're going to get. Hey, thanks very much for calling,
Thank
Joan.
You.
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay, let's go to Tony calling from Soquel. Hi, Tony. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty well. Actually, I got my last mercury filling taken out about 2 weeks ago.
All right, fine.
I had 12, and my wife had 22. We're down to 4
you
now.
You probably got a very, very rich dentist then.
Well, we've had about 4 dentists over the years. We started getting them out about 10 years ago. And I was talking to your call screener, Dean, a little bit about I would recommend that no one get more than 4 done at any one time.
All right, fine. Good, probably good point.
Because I had 6 done at one time, and I had migraine headaches for 6 weeks.
All right.
What I did want to mention, though, is that I did read Dr. Balog's book, Health Secrets.
Right.
And as far as a lot of other information I've assimilated, what does really work good for bonding mercury that I found is the chlorella and selenium and alpha lympholic acids, as well as the Alamax garlic. All of those do seem to work really, really well.
All right, fine. And of course, anybody wants to know how to get hold of Alamax, why, you can simply call 866-405-4000. That's 866-405-4000. Well, I appreciate that, Tony.
Well,
anything else you want to say?
Well, just one thing. I think the best thing that I ever did do as far as on my dental was get rid of a root canal as well. And I know that's another subject, but I had more problems with a root canal and nasal infections and headaches and being sick all the time until I got that dang root canal pulled out.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to get my dentist on here one of these days, and we'll do a program on that because you're absolutely right. And but the dentists are told, this is the way to go. And, of course, it's. But the people who have already studied this will tell you that this does nothing but create problems.
Oh, one other thing. I thought I had what's commonly referred to as patterned male baldness. I started losing my hair when I was barely 21.
Right.
It was right after I got all these mercury fillings put in. And, guess what? My hair's starting to come back now.
You're coming back again?
Yeah,
cool.
It's weird.
All right, fine.
Yeah, in fact, I've had several people tell me that. I'm not making it up.
Okay, thanks so much, Tony.
Nice.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Well, this is an amazing, amazing, amazing subject. And we just got to put together a 4-tape set on this because we think it's so important that people begin to understand that they're being poisoned. Now, the dentist doesn't understand it, but there are people within the organized dentistry who do. Let's go to Jim calling from Aptos. Hi, Jim.
Hi. I wanted to call in because about 6 months ago, my dentist made some comments about mercury fillings, and he said it's an individual decision you have to make, but here's some information and here's some websites. I looked at the material. Now, I'm no dummy. I took one quick look at it and said, oh, my God. I've got to take this stuff out. Now, I had the right-hand side taken out, upper and lower. I didn't have that many fillings, but one of the problems was that a couple of the fillings were underneath some oversized caps. So it created little batteries in my mouth to generate the mercury vapor.
Well, I'm glad you got them out, and you've obviously got... See, the dentist is a little afraid to come right out and say this, but... although I think they may very well have changed the laws here in California so that you can say it, but in some states, they'll go after your dental license if you do.
Oh, yeah. It has to be the patient's decision, but after looking at the evidence, it's so obvious. I'm going in for the other side of the mouth. I've got only 3 fillings on each side. And again, the same thing. 2 of them are under caps, sealed under the caps.
Sure.
So
and that's
take
a common
out.
Practice, by the way.
Pardon?
It's a common practice to use mercury as a base and then put the cap over the top.
And create a small battery to generate mercury forever.
Right.
Well, nobody told them that was dangerous.
I think that the doctors who put that in really didn't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, now, of course...
Now that they know,
now that we know, I hope they're going to quit doing it, and if they don't, then, of course, they'd be responsible.
Yeah, then it will be criminal.
Right.
Well, you know, if people think that, oh, I'm powerless to do anything, and a lot of people are sick. But actually, we're not powerless, because there's a lot more of us than there are of them.
There certainly are.
And the consumer demand will guide the market. We don't have to wait for a law for informed consent.
No. The gentleman that came on just before I did mentioned root canals. I've got two root canals that I'm going to have yanked out.
Good idea.
Similar types of problems, and if you can speak on that subject, it'd be great.
All right. Now, actually, I'll have to get my dentist on. I won't speak on it, but I'll get somebody who's a lot smarter, and I've read the material he's given me, and it's enough to scare you to death.
Okay, thank you.
God bless you. Thanks so much, Jim. Well, this has been a fascinating, fascinating evening. We've had all sorts of callers, and so if anybody else, we have about 4 minutes left. If you are out there and you'd like to give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, why, of course, give us a jingle. Our guest, of course, is Christy Diamond. We're talking about the subject mercury amalgam fillings and the toxic effect from this, covering it up for the dentist, because I believe that most of the dentists have no idea what's really going on. But if you out there in the listening audience can go to the various websites we've talked about tonight and, of course, get the information, pull it down, get a couple of excellent articles, and then go to your dentist and say, hey, tell me about this. Why are these people wrong? And if they're not wrong, why are you still using amalgam fillings? You know, you wouldn't want to do anything to hurt your patients, would you? And I'm sure that's really true. The dentist wouldn't. Maybe you can get him thinking and you can swing him around to our side. And once he swings to our side, he'll begin to realize that the Dental Association has been lying to him about so many other things. And then maybe we can get responsible people into positions of power and influence. Well, Christy, we're just about out of time. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners tonight?
Well, I thank you very much, Dr. Sand, for helping getting the word out. It's been a struggle for us all, and I think it's happening. I think there's a collective consciousness occurring. We do have people who are going to their dentists and asking to have the mercury amalgam taken out, and I think that we need, as responsible citizens, we need to get out there and demand that they do it safely. And you need to get those composites. You need to have some biocompatibility done on the deposit composite material before you go in and have this stuff removed. And do as much research and be educated as possible about what's going on. And remember, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're white or black or Republican or Democrat or a male or a female. This is a poison that affects us all, and it doesn't matter how conservative you are or whether you're religious or whether you're not religious. It touches every single one of us.
I think you're absolutely right. God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. It's been a fascinating program. I hope we can get you on some of our other programs.
Great. Thank you very much, Dr.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you, too.
All right. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you've enjoyed our program this evening, a marathon. But, of course, I think it's an important, important subject, and I hope you'll help us to get the information out. Remember, Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and if you agree with us, we hope many of you seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because we're up to about 59 different outlets every week. Many of them are only 30 minutes. Many of them are satellite, internet, but we are reaching people with the truth they're not getting elsewhere. If you'd like to be part of our effort, the Radio Liberty family, give us a call, 1-800-